Day two getting underway on Jack Callahan, Fox News, of President Biden's trip to the Middle East.
Administration officials say the president's going to meet with Israel's prime minister. The two expected to sign a declaration reaffirming the bonds between the U.S. and Israel and expanding the security relationship between the two nations. The White House calls the declaration significant because it includes a commitment to never allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon. Then it's a summit with leaders from Israel, India, and the United Arab Emirates. After that, the president's expected to meet U.S. athletes headed to Israel's Maccabee Games. Those games feature sports like tennis and soccer with over 10,000 athletes from around the world.
Fox's Jill Nato. The president issuing a statement calling inflation unacceptably high after the Labor Department reported a 9% jump in consumer prices from June of last year. But the president's statement also said the numbers are already out of date, not reflecting the impact of nearly 30 days of slightly falling gas prices. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley reacted.
Now he's an inflation denier? This is the guy who has given us record inflation in my lifetime, and now he's out there saying all these numbers aren't real. Go tell that to people who can't afford to fill up their cars. I mean, it's kind of offensive.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying he wants to resurrect parts of the president's Build Back Better spending plan before the midterm elections. Arizona's Attorney General Mark Brnovich asking a court in Tucson to lift an injunction that's been blocking the enforcement of a law that bans all abortions in Arizona, except when the life of the mother is at stake. Asking that the state be allowed to enforce the more than 100-year-old law that was suspended after Roe versus Wade, the original decision in 1973. 7-Eleven, the convenience store chain, now offering a $100,000 reward for information that leads police to the man who robbed six Southern California stores on July 11th, shooting five people, killing two of them. America is listening to Fox.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Congress moving to expand health care benefits for veterans who are exposed to toxic burn pits.
The bill passed by the House late Wednesday expands the time frame veterans are eligible for coverage and directs the VA to presume certain respiratory illnesses and even cancers were related to burn pit exposures. That will allow vets to receive disability payments. Republicans, like Texas Congressman Chip Roy, acknowledge the issue is real and needs to be addressed, but it's concerned it forces Congress to spend money it doesn't have. Still, efforts to trim $37 billion from an earlier bill succeeded in garnering GOP support. Senators who overwhelmingly passed the measure last month will take it up again after the House made a tactical fix to it. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
The Washburn wildfire in Northern California has now charred an area more than 6 square miles in size, now 23% contained, according to firefighters. An arrest has been made in the rape of a 10-year-old Ohio girl who found herself in the midst of the abortion debate.
The man whom several local media reports have identified as Gerson Fuentes was arraigned on Wednesday. Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost said in a statement that it was a confession that led to the charge. The case drew national attention, with President Biden commenting on a doctor saying the child had to go to Indiana for an abortion due to new restrictions in Ohio. Some Ohio Republicans, before the arraignment, had publicly questioned if the story was true. According to police, Fuentes has not entered a plea in the case at this point. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Two Anchorage, Alaska police officers have been served with a notice of investigation into their response when a motorist they'd pulled over couldn't find her driver's license, but flashed them a novelty white privilege card. One of the officers was seen on a social media video calling it hilarious. The city says it raises concerns about racial equality in Anchorage. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.